welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie. Hey guys, it's been a little bit. Surprise, 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 right? So I am actually soaking in a hot tub, wondering why the time change has to happen. Actually, in the fall, when the time changes, I do have a lot more energy. I get up earlier. I get a lot done, but then nighttime, it's like, ugh. But I did not sleep well at all last night. I had funky dreams. I take THC gummies to sleep, and I'm out. So I took Tylenol PM, and I took melatonin. And the reason I have to do that is I have some pretty major neck issues, so it takes a lot for me to get comfortable. Well, let me tell you, the mixture of Tylenol PM and melatonin was the craziest dreams. I don't even know. I had such crazy dreams. But anyways, because of the fibromyalgia in my body and all that, I get super stiff and it's just hard to sleep. So I have to have something, and I hate that, but it leaves me a little bit groggy in the mornings usually. So I'm trying to get adjusted, get myself motivated to go to work today. We have a very, very full day with KL cleaning, and then I have the banks to clean. I have a financial appointment for investments because I have the insurance business as well. And this is the busiest time of year for the cleaning because of the holidays. Eventually, when I get both bank jobs, which I'll be cleaning two banks in the evenings, I will cut back my houses and I'm ready for that. But, you know, through the winter, I'll probably keep several of them just to stay busy. It's an adjustment this year with my son being deployed and some family stuff. And then my best friend not being here anymore, you know, to go through the holidays with. I just don't want to take that time to sit around and feel sorry for myself and get all bummed out. So I'll probably stay as busy as I can and get through this season and get to the spring again. So I'm thinking about doing something interesting, not interesting, but I'm thinking about, I guess it is interesting, it's an adventure. I'm thinking about going camping on my own leaving Friday morning after Thanksgiving, driving down to go to Reba's place, to her new restaurant, camping at a campgrounds down there, and just spending the whole weekend by myself, kind of doing some healing and some soul searching and just getting some junk out of my head and doing something I love. And I know right now in the world that we're in, it's a little bit dangerous to be going off on my own. So therefore I won't tell you what campgrounds I'm going to, but, I think it's something I should do for myself. If the weather isn't ridiculous or something that weekend, I have, you know, plenty of items. I have a heater and all that, and I have nice sleeping bags and I can stay pretty warm. So something I'm thinking about doing. We'll see how that goes. One of the things I learned on camping is getting a hot water bottle and filling it up with hot water and put it in your sleeping bag. So I might try that too. We'll see how it goes. If I had the finances, I'd probably just rent a little cabin or something, but I got to save finances. There's so much going on with inflation, and so I need to save as much money as I can. So it'd probably be a tent camping trip. So I had to take a second and listen to see what the sound was like. I kind of like this recording in the bathroom. Might be a good place to record for sound quality. Anyways, that's a squirrel, 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 butterfly, sparkle, sparkle, chase something down besides what I'm talking about. And really, I'm not really talking about anything too major important today at the moment. Now, I'm probably going to get into a couple of things that I'm going through and you know, trying to work through. And you know, I probably mentioned it a few times on the podcast. One of the things I struggle with is anger. It seems like I take every kind of emotion that's negative and I turn it into anger. And it's like a self protection mode or something. And it's exhausting and I'm tired of it. And with the world and the way things are right now, it's real easy to stay constantly angry and constantly on guard. And like I said, it's just exhausting. And I'm got interrupted by a phone call from, I won't say the name of an insurance company that I used to sell insurance for. They did a drawing at a festival Listen, I'm not dumb because I've sold insurance. I know how it works, but I cannot stand that they're deceitful, companies that are deceitful. That's why I don't work for this company anymore. Don't do that. Don't scam people and sign up for a drawing and then call them and try to sell something. Just be honest with them and say, hey, we're going to call you and try to set an appointment with you, but you may win something or you may not. Ugh. Anyways, another squirrel. So I was talking about anger. It's something I need to figure out what the root cause of is in my life. And it affects my health. It affects everybody's health. If you're going through anger or depression or anything like that, it extremely affects your health, your mental, your physical, your spiritual health, your family's health, your children's health, everybody around you. It affects them. So all my life, I have felt like I didn't matter and less than, and I would be in a room with certain people and know that it almost felt like I was resented that I even existed, to be honest, at times, you know, because I didn't measure up or I didn't have the right personality or whatever the problem is. And I am 49 years old and I'm done with that crap. I am sick of feeling that way. And I'm sick of allowing people to make me feel that way. And so I don't know what the answer is yet and how to handle situations, because there's people in your life you have to be around. And, you know, it might be a boss or a teacher or, you know, a work environment or family or whatever. But there's got to be a way to set up some boundaries or mentally disconnect from the abuse or the attitudes or the treatment of people that are not secure enough in their self to be kind and uplifting to you. And that's a journey I'm on right now, is asking God to help me, because in the last few years, ever since I walked through that abuse and that marriage, and the personality stuff, and the demeaning words, and the gaslighting, and the out-and-out lies, and twisting things, it did something to me mentally, and I have not been able to seem to figure out how to make it where I can protect myself in a non-angry, defensive, and offensive way. So those are things that, you know, I'm starting to read some more books and take a step back, maybe spend more time alone, just kind of decompressing, if that's the right word. And I know there are other people out there that are going through things where maybe it's just depression, maybe it's, physical things you're not able to overcome. Things you've got to figure out how to overcome in your life. And you need to take time and step away from the world and step away from the family and step away from the TV and step away from social media and get alone with yourself and the Creator and figure it out together. And that's where I'm at, and that's what my plans are. I'm real bad about putting my self needs aside and just saying yes to everything. So my goal is Thanksgiving weekend to make it a weekend with me and God. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully that'll work. So I'll probably give you an update after Thanksgiving. So what do you guys do for the holidays? So we have Thanksgiving at my parents, usually around 1 o'clock. Then everybody kind of disperses and they go hunting or go on to their separate ways. Christmas, we have Christmas Eve at my mom's. And then this Christmas is so jacked up with my son being deployed and personal family issues and my best friend being gone. And so I have no idea what Christmas is going to look like. I am working on something to surprise somebody, and somebody that's gone through a lot of, you know, stuff for the last almost 20 years of their life. And they haven't had a Christmas tree in probably many, 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 many years in their home. And they struggle with Christmas and the holidays, and I'm working on a special project to surprise them and put a tree up and just treat them to a Christmas that they deserve. So that's something I can look forward to. I really want to drive down to Texas and see my family down there. for the holidays, but with everything going on in the world, to drive that far away right now, it does give me anxiety. I just don't think that I can do it. There's too much crazy going on right now, and if I had somebody to go with me, that'd be one thing, but that's a long ways, and I really need to get my car tuned up, so I'll probably just stay no further than, you know, 3.5 hour drive as far as I'll probably go right now. Got some other things I need to do. I need to go up to Springfield to Bass Pro. I bought a season pass to the aquarium, which I've yet to see, and I think I'm going to go do that soon. I'm just going to start doing some things for myself and some adventures that I planned on doing before I broke my leg and just haven't got to it yet. So a lot of things that I'm trying to work on to be better self-care person. I, of course, never seem to stick with working out, and the eating habits got out of control again. When my friend died, I started stress eating again. So I've got to get it figured out. You know, all we do is punish ourselves when we can't stay consistent in anything in our life. And I don't know if I'm the only one that struggles with that. Consistency. Getting at something and just sticking with it nonstop every day. I mean, I'm consistent with getting on social media. Scrolling through crap, watching TV. Why can't I be consistent in my prayer life, my Bible reading, taking care of my body, being kind consistently instead of angry? I'm a hot mess and I need a lot of help. Is there anybody out there that can understand what I'm saying? It's been crazy busy. I don't know if you guys can hear when I get interrupted or something goes on, or if it just all goes together, but clients calling. Everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and doing deep cleans, so my phone stays pretty busy. Anyways, I need to get off here and stop recording, get out of this bathroom and get around and get busy. Lots to do today and got to get ready for everybody's holidays. So you guys, thanks for listening to my podcast. I have a blog. I haven't updated it in a long time with anything new as far as new material, but there are a lot of holiday recipes. There's inspirational stuff. There's videos, whatever you want to listen to on there. There's some pretty cool stuff on there. I have interviews with different amazing people. Go to dreamcatcher320.com. Check that out. And you guys, I hope you have an amazing holiday. Hopefully I'll be updating this right after Thanksgiving, and I'll figure out some kind of consistent form of podcasting. The weekly thing at this moment, until I get this job situated, the weekly thing isn't really working, but hopefully I can do bi-weekly or something. You guys, thanks for being patient. I don't even know who listens to this. If you do listen and can leave a comment or get a hold of me somehow on my website, has an area where you can contact, or leave a comment or, you know, review or anything. Just let me know you're listening. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great rest of your year. God bless.